I'm Midday producer Sienna Greaves, and this is a WYPR web exclusive. As the nation mourns the loss of Congressman John Lewis, the comic book community mourns the loss of one of their own. The civil rights icon who served in Congress for nearly 34 years was also an award-winning comic book author. John Lewis garnered two Eisner Awards, arguably the highest honor in comics, for his work on the March graphic novel trilogy. Co-authored by Andrew Iden and illustrated by Nate Powell, March is a graphic novel memoir about Congressman Lewis's time as a young activist on the front lines of the civil rights movement. Powell's use of blacks, whites, and haunting shades of gray masterfully transports the reader back to the Jim Crow South. March is a testament to the brutal reality of racial injustice and the black struggle for freedom. For the better part of a year, cultural anthropologist Dr. Stanford Carpenter and I have been interviewing people about comics culture and the lives of the people who create them. Last week, we spoke with Nate Powell about his experiences illustrating the March graphic novels. Dr. Carpenter joins me now. Hi, Stanford.
Hey, Sienna.
So March received a slew of awards. I mean, in addition to the two Eisners, it received the Robert F. Kennedy Book Award, the Coretta Scott King Book Award, an author honor from the American Library Association, and a National Book Award.
Yes, and that was significant. That was the first time that a graphic novel ever received a National Book Award. But what interests me most about March as a project is what it means to have an interracial, intergenerational creative team with such a daunting task. Tracking down source material, grappling with what it's like to illustrate someone else's trauma while balancing the weight of history. And think about the kinds of bonds that are formed within the creative team.
The people who knew and worked alongside the congressman are sharing stories about his kindness and humility. But you can tell by the fact that so many people, Nate Powell included, as you'll hear, are speaking of him in the present tense that this death is still settling in. You and I both had the privilege of speaking with the congressman. I interviewed him following the death of his close friend and colleague, Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings. You met with him when you were a panelist at San Diego Comic-Con.
Yes. In 2014, I was on a panel with March co-author Andrew Iden. And after the panel was over, he took me down to the floor to meet with the congressman. It was incredible. He was so kind. He was so generous. All the stories that you hear about how he treated people, they're true.
Let's listen in on your conversation with Nate Powell.
When you were doing March, how much of the reference came from Congressman Lewis? How much of it did you do on your own?
Congressman Lewis has an unbelievable archive of photos, documents, physical artifacts in his congressional office. And even the first time I met him and visited with him, I spent the first half hour just walking in circles around his office, taking pictures of everything in that office. It was like a living museum. With March Book One, I guess to speak of this history as story arcs, the material in March Book One is much more subjective and limited. We're talking about a teenager or even a child's experiences, not only before the greater movement itself, you know, got kicked off the ground, but also recognizing the effects of segregation, white supremacy, and poverty on not having certain references. This really became kind of a blind spot, I realized, because, you know, for example, there was one blurry photograph of John Lewis's childhood home. And I remember very early on just going about my work, writing Andrew, being like, hey, man, can you get me a better shot of his farm? And thankfully, Andrew was like, look, man, like, you grew up poor and super segregated rural Alabama. You don't have a camera. It's like there is no picture of the farm. There is no other picture of the house. And that was one of those moments that made me recognize that this wasn't just about looking through things with a fine-tooth comb. It was about seeing things in the big social and political outlook simultaneously.
One of the things that struck me is in reading March, right? It's like the attack on the Freedom Riders at the Greyhound Station, them calling Robert Kennedy to help them get out of the First Baptist Church, the Edmund Pettus Bridge. What's it like to spend days at a time illustrating someone else's trauma and illustrating the trauma of a nation, and for it to be a racialized trauma, to be knee-deep in racism?
Early on, I remember kind of just going about my business through March Book One and then having to depict the body of Emmett Till was the first moment as artist in which I had to call it a day after just drawing half of a page. And a lot of that had to do with finally being forced to come to some kind of a, making a system for myself as an artist by which I was unflinchingly depicting violence and inhumanity, but hopefully doing it in a way that was not exploiting this pain and suffering. The moments drawing March that got under my skin the most included in March Book 2 at the attack at the Montgomery Greyhound Station. There's a 2 or 3 panel sequence in which Jim Zwerg is unconscious, and there's a family unit, mom, dad, and a son. And the dad has Jim Zwerg unconscious with his head between dad's knees, and mom and dad are encouraging this 3 or 4 year old kid to claw at Jim's face and eyes. And then, you know, it's the kind of thing that just, you spiral off just considering, like, this kid is probably alive. He's probably 60 or 55. You know, does he remember this? By recognizing that all the characters on this stage in the book are all real, even these incidental producers of racist violence, it's the most haunting part, especially seeing young people indoctrinated into white supremacy and into the normalization of violence. To me, those were the most emotionally brutal scenes to depict. And, you know, there are moments where of course, moments of doubt, you know, some of it just as the artist, and some of it as this white boy, you know, being like, what am I doing here? And time again, I just had to remind myself that Congressman Lewis chose me and trusted me to tell his story, this story. I had been invited into these memories. I had been invited to see through his eyes and to express this using his words. And simply enough, that was my job.
What makes the graphic novel a media form that you feel is the best to tell this kind of story?
Comics as a mode of storytelling and as a medium is incredibly accessible, regardless of whether it has to do with literacy levels, cultural differences, resources, economic standing. Comics have a surprising but natural ability to cut through a lot of that. I think the biggest impact has to do with the potential for empathy. It has to do with, when executed correctly, a reader being led into a story that they are both perceiving from the outside and living from the inside. And I think therein lay the most transformative power in the pages of March. We were very aware from the get-go that, you know, there was a fine line that would keep this from being a dry nonfiction historical comic. And the key ingredient there was the humanization of all people involved within the history itself. And they truly come alive thanks to that empathetic potential within comics.
On a more somber note, what was your reaction to the congressman's death?
There's a part of me that had been mentally and emotionally preparing, but the first kind of breaking moment was having to break the news to my kids that morning. This is also my first friend who I've ever had pass, who is also, you know, a highly visible public figure. So it's just been really weird kind of being overwhelmed with, you know, messages and interaction, and feeling on a big, you know, social, national, shared level, the loss of this fighter, this champion, that broader grief sort of drowning out a lot of space for the personal loss of a friend. So it wasn't until kind of late Saturday afternoon when the reality of his loss really started sinking in with me on that more private level. The most important thing to remember is that, you know, the core of our work together in March was to emphasize that the people who worked together to push so much change forward in our nation, you know, that was the work and the commitment of regular people like you and I. It's emphasizing the fact that John Lewis is not a magical legendary figure that had uncanny superhuman ability to shape our society. This is what happens when regular people are creative, they're committed, and they're dedicated, and they work together. So this is one of these moments where I know that Congressman Lewis feels the same way, that, you know, it's not that it's his mission to be carried on. He is a part of this overarching human commitment to equality and to justice. And only when we have those things can we have peace. And now we have an obligation to carry on that torch. We have an obligation to step up in ways in which we haven't yet stepped up.
Nate Powell is an award-winning cartoonist and the illustrator of the March graphic novel series. For more information about the March trilogy, go to www.topshelfcomics.com. That's www.topshelfcomics, spelled COMIX.com. I'm Sienna Greaves for WYPR. Thanks for listening.